Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are in our chat room at this very moment and are coming in. Welcome to those that are listening over the phone and also over the radio and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful, sunny, but chill Sabbath, October 26, 2019. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear one. This is our review lesson of our chapter 63 entitled The King Cometh, our part 2 section of lesson 289. Our opening hymn to our theme of our chapter is entitled When He Cometh. And if any one of the dear family would like to take a verse from the hymn, you can unmute your mic. When he cometh, when he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gem for his crown.
He will gather the gems for his kingdom. All the pure ones, all the bright ones, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown.
Little children, who love their Redeemer, are the jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are just coming in. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
We could all kneel, bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our past experience. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong except with having known. I pray that you may be with us wherever we go, whatever we do. Be with us as we have you another blessed study. Let us be able to keep on cherishing all the lessons that we learn. Let us be able to always keep in mind that you're all there to be our guide and keep us from doing wrong in your sight. We pray also that you may even help us overcome some of the things you may fear, and also we pray that you may even let us be strong and be noble and reverent and always be considerate and always is to think holy things and things and more things concerning thee. Let us be able to always is make the right choice and also to be we always is forgiving and also be self-forgetful, thus thinking upon ourselves and think of others. Also pray that you may be able to even help us be successful in all the things that we do. Be with us wherever we go and to always keep us safe from whatever lies ahead. Beloved Lord God, looking forward to the lighting process. This is my prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Our opening verse for our review lessons is taken from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 from the King James Version with margin. We sing it as a memory verse for the little children. Come now, and let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now, and let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. So what have we learned in ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear your question, your comment, or anything that you would like to share with your dear remnant family, let's take a few minutes to review what we have learned last Sabbath from a part one of our new lesson entitled The King Cometh in our book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 569. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Zechariah chapter 9. Verse 9, Desire of Ages, page 569, paragraph 1. Desire of Ages, page 569, paragraph 2. 500 years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Zechariah thus foretold the coming of the king of Israel. This prophecy is now to be fulfilled. He who has long refused royal honors now comes to Jerusalem as the promised heir to David's throne.
The Desire of Ages, page 569. It was on the first day of the week that Christ made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Multitudes who had flocked to see him at Bethany now accompanied him, eager to witness his reception. Many people were on their way to the city to keep the Passover. And these joined the multitude attending Jesus. All nature seemed to rejoice. The trees were clothed with verdure, and their blossoms shed a delicate fragrance on the air. A new life and joy animated the people. The hope of the new kingdom was again springing up. Desire of Ages, 569, paragraph 3.
Proposing to ride into Jerusalem, Jesus had sent two of his disciples to bring to him an ass and its colt. At his birth, the Savior was dependent upon the hospitality of strangers. The manger in which he lay was a borrowed resting place. Now, although the cattle on 1,000 hills are his, he is dependent on strangers' kindness for an animal on which to enter Jerusalem as its king. But again, his divinity is revealed. even in the minute directions given his disciples for this errand. Next slide, please. Continuing, as he foretold the plea, the Lord had need of them, was readily granted. Jesus chose for his use the colt on which never man had sat. The disciple, with glad enthusiasm, spread their garments on the beast and seated their master upon it. Heretofore, Jesus had always traveled on foot, and the disciples had at first wondered, that he should now choose to ride. Next slide, please.
Desire of Ages, page 569. Continuing, but hope brightened in their hearts with the joyous thought that he was about to enter the capital, proclaim himself king, and assert his royal power. While on their errand, they communicated their glowing expectations to the friends of Jesus. And the excitement spread far and near, raising the expectations of the people to the highest pitch. The Desire of Ages, page 569, paragraph 4.
The Desire of Ages 570. Christ was following the Jewish custom for royal entry. The animal on which he rode was that ridden by the kings of Israel, and prophecy had foretold that thus the Messiah should come to his kingdom. No sooner was he seated upon the colt than a loud shout of triumph rent the air. The multitude hailed him as Messiah, their king. Jesus now accepted the homage which he had never before permitted. And the disciples received this as proof that their glad hopes were to be realized by seeing him established on the throne. The multitude were convinced that the hour of their emancipation was at hand. In imagination, they saw the Roman armies driven from Jerusalem and Israel once more an independent nation. All were happy and excited. The people vied with one another in paying him homage.
Desire of Ages, page 570, continuing.
They could not display outward pomp and splendor, but they gave him the worship of happy hearts. They were unable to present him with costly gifts, but they spread their outer garments as a carpet in his path. And they also strewed the leafy branches of the oil and palms in the way they could lead the triumphal procession with no royal
standards.
But they cut down the spreading palm, brought nature album of victory, and weighed them aloft with loud acclamations and
hosannas.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That was Desire of Ages, page 570, paragraph 1. Well, dear ones, let us consider this our verse from our review section from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 from the King James Version. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you for reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So what have we learned, dear ones, and the ways we have grown this week? Now is open, dear ones, any one of the little one, mommy, daddies, or even our guests that have any question relating to the study, may you unmute your mic.
asked to why he gave the disciples gave the disciples without questions, without any question.
I'm sorry, dear sister. Can you repeat it again? Because it was very low. I'm not sure what was asked. I believe the dear sister that had just asked a question or a comment, I'm not sure what was said. Is it possible you either can type it or, oh, Emma is fussing. Can you type it, dear sister, so like that nothing will be lost? If it's, yeah, thank you. Meanwhile, if any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, have any question concerning the first, section of our new chapter, may you begin to do so and unmute your mic.
Why Jesus chose to ride a donkey through Jerusalem?
That is a very good question, yeah, brother. Well, based on my study, I have realized that when Jesus appeared in Jerusalem to be glorified, he's not only was coming to fulfill the scripture, the colt was very significant because the colt also was a symbol of who he was. He was the bearer of the world. Yet the colt, to me, based on my study, I can see that he was already revealing to everyone in Jerusalem that the bearer of the world, the one that will bear all the sins of mankind, he was riding upon a donkey, which a symbol of a bearer. A donkey is a very, very strong, very, very strong animal. And no matter how many weight was placed upon a donkey, he will not buckle. And besides that, in that time, I remember we had our elderly sister. She's no longer with us. She's sleeping in Jesus. She had shared with us that a donkey in that time was considered like a Cadillac. I'm not sure. I cannot back this up, but she did tell us that because that was also one of the ways how the people in that time used to travel, besides the camel. If there's any other questions or any comments on the question that was asked, you can be able to unmute your mic. And meanwhile, I'm going to read the question that our dear sister had earlier. Is it fair to assume that the Holy Spirit had worked upon the heart of the owner of the ass, or the donkey, and the colt, so that he did not ask any question at the disciples' request? Okay, dear Elder Rob, he placed, it was also customary for the donkeys which had never been rode on to be used for kings to be anointed. Amen. There was a prophecy also that when the king shall come, it did describe in what manner of humility it will appear. And it didn't mention in the prophecies that he will come sitting on a colt. Based on the studies that we have, the Holy Spirit is responsible to move man's heart the same way that I will add. Remember when Mary Magdalene was constrained to be able to come to anoint Jesus? At the time, she didn't know exactly the magnitude of what it meant, but it says that the Spirit constrained her. I believe that will be very similar in this situation when the Lord basically told the disciple, the errand, to go to a specific place. And if the owner would have asked any question, that just to mention that the master needed the coat. Is there any other person that would like to share on the question that our dear sister had? Okay, there is another question meanwhile. She says, what is the difference from a colt and a donkey? The answer from my dear elder said, a colt is a young donkey. Is there any other question, dear ones? Let me just call back. Okay, praise the Lord. Is there any other questions, dear one? I don't want to miss anything. Meanwhile, that you're gathering your thoughts, there is a hymn that our dear brother Josh would like to share. It's entitled Hosanna, Praise is Risen.
The praise is rising. Eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring. Hearts are yearning for you. We long for you. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of hearts returning to you. We turn to you. In your kingdom, broken lives are renewed. You make us new, 'cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us. Worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us. Worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hosanna.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother Josh, and also our dear sister Gina. Well, we have come to the section. If you have any thoughts, any poems, anything that you would like to share with your dear remnant brethren, you may unmute your mic. And meanwhile, I found another poem. It's entitled, He Comes. And this is taken from Adventist Review and Sabbath Herald, Volume 11, 1857, pages 17 through 17, paragraph 2 to 17, paragraph 7, from November 26, 1857. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic.
Savior, my spirit longs to see the glorious day when saints with joyful songs and lifted eyes shall say, lo, this is he, our glorious Lord. He comes according to his word. He comes to set us free from every galling chain and glorious liberty and endless life to reign. Lo, this is he, our glorious Lord. He comes according to his word.
He comes to set us free from every galling chain and glorious liberty and endless life to reign. Lo, this is he, our glorious Lord. He comes according to his word.
To David's glorious son, the glad old sun arrays, his blissful reign begun, shall last through endless days. Lo, this is he, our glorious Lord. He comes according to his word.
From sin and death and hell, we evermore are free, with Christ henceforth to dwell, and all his glory see. Lo, this is our glorious Lord. He comes according to his word.
The Savior promised long appears on earth to reign. Awake the swelling song, loud peal the lofty strain. Lo, this is he, our glorious Lord. He comes according to his word.
With voice as thunder loud, our mighty oceans roar. With knees before him howled, we'll praise him evermore. Lo, this is he, our glorious Lord. He comes according to his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear brethren. If there's any testimonies, any story that happened during this week or last week, dear ones, that you would like to share with the Remnant family, you may be in to do so. May you unmute your mic. Well, we have come to the ending of the first section of our review section of our story. And this is the area where we allow our dear Brother Graves to also have the opportunity to ask questions from the story time section. So a story time, little ones.
And here we go. Elijah refused to be discouraged. Remember that? All right. And our Bible verse is, and it came to pass, or it happened, at the seventh time that Elijah's servant said, behold, there riseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And Elijah said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. 1 Kings 18:44. Now it says here, the seventh time, what are we talking about? Well, after Elijah proved who the real God was and killed all the bad prophets, he went and prayed that God would send rain. And he prayed six times, and each time the servant came back and says, prophet, there's no sign of rain. So he prayed a seventh time. He didn't give up. He refused to be discouraged. Important lessons are presented to us in the experience of Elijah. When on Mount Carmel, where Elijah's showdown with the priests of Baal happened, he offered the prayer for rain. His faith was tested, but he preserved persevered, in making known his request unto God. Six times he prayed earnestly, and yet there was no sign of his petition or prayer being granted. He didn't give up. But with a strong faith, he urged his plea to the throne of grace. That means he prayed even harder. Had he given up in discouragement at the sixth time, his prayer would not have been answered. We have a God whose ear is not closed to our petitions or prayers. And if we prove his word, he will honor our faith. He wants us to have all our interests interwoven with his interests. That means he wants our interests to be the same as his. And then he can safely bless us or give us a blessing without us becoming proud. For we shall not then take glory to self when the blessing is ours, but shall render all the praise to God. God does not always answer our prayers the first time we call upon him. For should he do this, we might take it for granted that we had a right to all the blessings and favors he bestows upon us or gives us. But we don't have a right. They are blessings, they're privileges, they're gifts. And we have no right to gifts. The servant watched while Elijah prayed. As Elijah searched his heart, he seemed to be less and less, both in his own estimation, that is what a person thinks of himself, and in the sight of God. It seemed to him that he was nothing and that God was everything. And when he reached the point of renouncing self or surrendering himself totally to God, while he clung to the Savior as his only strength and righteousness, the answer came. The rains returned. There had been a dry spell for 3.5 years. We call a dry spell a drought. However courageous, valiant, or strong, and successful he obtains what he's working for, a man may be in the performance or in the doing of a special work unless he looks constantly to God when circumstances arise or things happen. To test his faith, he will lose his courage. Then after God has given him marked tokens or many evidences of his power, after he has been strengthened to do God's work, he will fail unless he trusts implicitly in omnipotence, or he trusts completely in God. That's what God wants us to do, is ask him for things and trust him to answer. Sons and Daughters of God, page 206. And the Bible verse again is, and it came to pass, or happened, at the seventh time that Elijah's servant said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And Elijah said, go up, say unto Ahab, the king, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. 1 Kings 18:44. And I forgot to ask, this is a review section, so do you have any questions? Let me look and see if you did. Cancel that. Save that. There we go. Whoops, where'd the chat room go? Oh, here it is. Oh, let's see. Let me back up a little bit.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Was there also a famine around the same time as the drought in Elijah's day?
A drought is what causes a famine. Drought is when there's no rain, and when there's no rain, things don't grow. So yes, there was a famine. They kind of go together. Right now, the Central Valley of the USA is not experiencing a drought. It's experiencing the opposite. And I understand they're having not a drought, but a flood in Uganda. So pray for them over there, too. I don't see any. Other questions? If they don't rise quickly, I will hand it back to Rose.
Just one more.
Okay.
Was Elijah's servant who went up to see the cloud that was coming, could have been Elisha?
Wait a minute. There, I got my mic on. No, Elijah was ordained to that position after this happened. What? Yes. It might have been the one called Gehazi. I can't prove that though, but I believe Elisha came in later. Okay, Rose, I'm going to hand it back to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, dear Brother Graves. Also, our dear Elder Rob had also placed, Elijah was sent to the widow of, I think it's Sarepta, until God led him back to Israel. That is the name of the helper that Elijah had sent to be able to see if the cloud was coming. Okay, and that is one of the promises, praise God, that when things will come about, that if we trust in the Lord, that He will find a way to be able to help His people. As the famine was on the land, notice that He had prepared a way for Elijah to be able to spend that during that time when he was sent to the widow. And that is something we can hold on to. If we become faithful and trust God, even in the midst of our hardest trial, the Lord will always find a way to help us to navigate the time. So, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our review section. And we are going to close with the same scripture, but this verse is in Spanish. It's from Isaías. Capítulo 1, versículo 18. Venid luego y estemos a cuenta, lo dijo Jehová. Venid luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová. Si vosotros pecados fueran como la grana, como la nieve será emblanquecidos, venid luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová, venid luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová. Si fueran rojo como alcacemis, vendrán ser como blanca lana, como blanca lana. Venid luego y estemos a cuenta, lo dijo Jehová. Venid luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová. So next week, dear ones, we will continue with part two of our new chapter of our lesson entitled The King Cometh in our storybook Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mummies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer. May you unmute your mic, dear ones. If we can all bow our heads and our hearts and kneel as possible as we come boldly to the throne of grace. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come in the name of our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask, dear Lord, that you be with us and be with each and every one of our dear family, the little ones, those that are on the phone, those that are in any other device, Father Jesus, and even for those brethren that will be listening to the recording on a later day. Father, we ask, dear Lord, that you be with us during these sacred hours. May you plant the seed of truth in our heart and in our mind, Father Jesus, and grant us the power from on high that we may put it into practical use. Father Jesus, may you bless the little ones, their mommies, their dads, Father Jesus. Help us that we may be able to receive the heavenly manna that will be granted today, so we will be prepared, Father Jesus, to meet the week that is ahead. Help us that we may be able to remember all these lessons and truth that we may carry forth and even share it, Father Jesus, as we go in the highways and the byways of our lives, helping other people to be able to come to a knowledge of who you are. For this is the time that we all may come together and try to reach one as much as we can, Father. We ask forgiveness for every sin that has been done in this tabernacle, known and unknown, conscious of unconscious, pleading always the blood of Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Be with us during this time, Father Jesus. Be with those that are sick, those that are scattered, those that are confused, having doubt. I pray, dear Lord, that you may draw them close with the cause of love and send your power of the Holy Spirit to be able to be our teacher and guide us into all truth and to plant those seeds in our hearts. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be lesson 290 from a new chapter 63 entitled The King's Comet. This will be a part two. It will be held November 2, 2019. Hope and pray everyone was blessed, and may you have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.